7.9.
Welcome to your Hour of Destiny Fulfillment, presented by Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. Today, you will be blessed as you listen to God's prophet, Dr. Abiola Idowu, the presiding bishop of CREPA, that's Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, located at 7171 Arlington Expressway, Jacksonville, Florida. In CREPA, we have experienced the word-working wonders in the lives of the people. We have many testimonies, and today is your opportunity to receive fulfillment in your life. We know the most powerful technology ever is the Word of God. Faith will be born, and your life will never remain the same again. So please welcome Bishop Abiola Idowu.
Praise the Lord. Our God is good, and His mercies is from everlasting to everlasting. We are so excited to have you on our broadcast tonight. This is the Hour of Destiny Fulfillment. I am too excited because I know something eternal is going to happen to you today. God is going to change your story. God is going to set to your destiny. And whatsoever you are looking for, God is going to give them to you. This is 2019. This is our great time of mighty harvest. But before we go into the word tonight, shall we just have a word of prayer? Father, we are so thankful in the name of Jesus. We give you all the glory and all the praise because of your mercy and your goodness. Thank you for the love that you have for us that cannot be fathomed by human understanding and comprehension. Thank you, Father Lord, because of the sins that we have been forgiven of. Thank you because of you of clothing us with your own righteousness. Receive all our praise in the name of Jesus. I'm asking, oh God, that your word will come with power tonight. Lord, with confirmation, with signs and wonders following. You will heal, you will deliver, you will save, you will establish. You will bring joy into the heart of everyone. Thank you because we know it is done. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. Praise the name of Jesus. I welcome you one more time to the Hour of Destiny Fulfillment. And I believe so strongly that as the word of the Lord comes to you today, destiny will be molded. The truth of the matter is God speaks to us so that He can take us from where we are to where we're supposed to be. Now, I don't care what is going on in your life. The word of God is designed to make you, to make you. Now, the scripture tells us that He sent forth His word. He heals them and He delivered them from all their destruction. So many times, what you are looking for is beside you. It's just because you don't see it. So each time the word of the Lord comes, He makes you to locate what you are looking for. Now listen to this. I'll be sharing with you. We're starting a series again tonight. And I'll be sharing about failure-proof living. Failure-proof living. I want you to listen carefully to this. The most powerful institution ever is the word of God. Now, and that is what shows us what exactly we need in life. And one of the most powerful institutions that God established on the earth is the government. The government. I call it what? The government. Now, it is the seat of authority. It is the seat of security and regulations. Now, can you just imagine what America will look like without a government? Everybody will be doing what they feel is good. And there will be anarchy. There will be frustration. Now, and there will be lack of security. Now, the truth of the matter is, the government of this country is being operated by constitution. Is that right? Now, that means it is the constitution of every country that determines what you can do, your privileges, and your right. Now, what is giving us a privilege and our right in this country is because we know we are citizens of this country. You understand what I'm talking about right now? So, the coming of Jesus is not to introduce a religion. It's to introduce a government. Now, come on. I want you to listen very carefully tonight because this is going to change your life forever. Now, Jesus Christ came here to bring heaven to the earth. It's an establishment of a country that is foreign, an invisible country being made visible by its manifestation on the earth. He didn't come here to introduce religion. He came here to introduce a country. Now watch this. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 9 and verse number 6 to 7. The Bible says, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and justice from henceforth, even forever. And he sealed it up. He said, the zeal of the Lord of old will perform this. Now, the government of God was what was in the Garden of Eden before man fell. That government took care of Adam and Eve completely. That was why, because the government of God come with peace, joy, and righteousness. Now, when they were under that government, they never lack anything good. They never know what sickness looks like, what diseases looks like, what poverty looks like, what affliction looks like. It was joy personified. Now, I want you to listen very carefully this evening. Now, Adam and Eve were so much secured in the Garden of Eden to understand that God, who happened to be the king of that kingdom, told them, he said, they can't lack anything. He said, out of everything that was put in the garden, they can freely eat it. Oh my God, you need to get this one. Now, that government is not a democratic government. That government is a monarchy. And in every, monarchical system of government, the king owns the citizens. It's not a place whereby you take the case to court. You can't take the case to the Senate. You can't take the case to the House. Now, it was so ever, the king says, that is the final. But this time around, God is saying, I got my plan. I know what I'm doing. The reason I put this government together is to bless you. God is not gaining anything for creating the earth. He's gaining everything because you are happy. Because you are healed. Because you are excited. Because you are fulfilled in his plan and his purpose for your life. Now listen to this. The moment man violated the constitution of that country, which has its headquarters in heaven, he started having problems on the earth. Now, you will remember that when Jesus Christ came here, he was trying to show us how the king operates in his kingdom. And he said, your heavenly father knows that you are in need of all these things. You see, because the king owns you, everything that belongs to you belongs to the king. And everything that belongs to the king, you have access. Now, I'm taking you somewhere now. Just follow me. Now, the Garden of Eden was a paradise for man. The goodness and the mercy of God was made manifest in that garden. Now, what am I saying? Enjoying your privilege, enjoying your right, enjoying your citizenship in the kingdom depends on the obedience, your obedience to the kingdom principles and laws. Now, when I talk about the law, I'm not talking about the Ten Commandments. I'm not talking about the law of Moses. I'm talking about the law that governs God's kingdom. Now, watch this. The law of gravity, you can't violate it and not see the consequences. Now, if you throw anything up in America, the same time it will take to get to the ground is the same time it's going to take when you throw it up in Australia. Right? Amen. Now, because the law of gravity will catch up with it. Now, the truth of the matter is, laws are predictable. And when you violate it, it has consequences. Mm-hmm. Now, when God was telling Adam and Eve, he said, I own you. And I'm putting you in my country, called my kingdom. Now, if you violate what I have set up, I put in plan, you're going to die. Not because I want to kill you, but because what you do will kill you. His love was the reason for him showing them what is going to destroy his plan for their life. Now, this is where we are going. Now, in the kingdom of God, that Jesus Christ brought to us, there are laws that govern it. If you cooperate with that law, you see the blessing. If you don't cooperate with that law, you suffer for it. Now watch this. Grace showed us the law. And when you see the law, the best you can do to benefit from the law is to obey the law of God, just as we obey the law of gravity. Now, peradventure, you just say, it doesn't matter. I have prayed and I've fasted, and the law of gravity is not going to catch up on me. And I'm going to climb my house right now. I'm going to jump down, and the angel will carry me in their hands. Come on now. That's going to be a very dangerous thing, because you're going to land on the ground, booms, yourself. Now, because the law of gravity will work anywhere, because that is how it's designed to work. Now, watch this. In the kingdom, there are laws. Apostle Paul was showing us in Romans chapter 3, verse 27. He said, where is boasting then? It is excluded. By what law? Of works? Nay, but by the law of faith. So one of the laws that govern the kingdom of God on the earth is the law of faith. Obeying the law of faith will give you peace and joy on the earth. I don't know whether you are getting what I'm talking about. Now, and I'm going to just begin to draw out something. I want you to know that it doesn't matter where you are on the earth today. Anything can change tonight. If you will listen and apply what I'm telling you tonight, either your health, either your finances, either your relationship, either your home, whatever it is. Now, the law of God is binding on anything that God created. And when one of those laws I've shown you is the law of faith. And how does this law operate? You must know the law of hearing. The law of hearing. The law of hearing. I have discovered that without faith, life will end up being a fake. It's so easy to be so frustrated. You lose your place and positions. Because it takes faith to be great. Bible says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. And you and I know that when God is pleased, anything can happen. The Bible said, the just shall live by faith. Oh my God. Jesus Christ was speaking to Mary, and he said, I have told you, if you believe, you shall see what? The glory of God. In John chapter 11, verse 40. He said, if I've told you, if you believe, you will see the glory of God. So that means your faith is tied to the glory that you manifest on the earth. Now, let me show you this in Matthew chapter 17, verse 20. I'm taking you somewhere. He said, and Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Now, I want you to know that the king of the kingdom is now giving you what is going to give you peace and joy on the earth. Jesus Christ said, if you have faith like a grain of mustard seed, you can command the mountain. I'm not asking you to be looking for mountain in Colorado and be asking them to move. There are mountains that looks as if it's insurmountable. It can be in your health. It can be in your finances. It can be in your marital life. It can be upon the life of your children. Jesus Christ said, if you can believe, you can remove that mountain, because with faith, all things can be done. You can get your mantle removed physically. You can get your mantle removed spiritually. Now, the point now is this. I am not looking for any mountain, Bishop. I'm looking for how I'm going to pay my bill tomorrow. That's a mountain right there. I want my children. I don't know what's going on. The academics is bad. That's a mountain. Now, how do I stop the enemy from embarrassing me? How do I stop being sick? How do I stop being oppressed? I think I'm talking to you. How do I get faith to move this thing? Since I know that it takes faith to get this thing out. That is why the law I'm talking about tonight is very important. God wants your peace. God wants your joy. The grace of God has brought everything you will ever need on the table. It will take faith by obeying the law. Faith is not difficult. People don't understand how it works. That's why it's very difficult for them to enjoy what faith has provided, what grace has provided. Now listen to this. Romans chapter 10 and verse number 17 says, so then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So that means, I have seen it from the scripture and you are reading it yourself, that you can get faith not because you have a trouble, not because you cry better than every other person. You only get faith by obeying the law that faith releases to your life. And that law is the law of hearing. Hearing and hearing the word of God. Now, I want you to know this one. Each time God speaks, a constitution is already established. That is the law of the kingdom. The word of God is the law of God. When God said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. The moment you believe that scripture, God steps in to be the provider of everything in your life. Now, the Bible now told us here, he said, you can get faith by hearing and hearing the word of God. So, the amount of the word of God you hear will determine the amount of faith you exhibit. That's right. So, if I am hearing more word of God in my life, and we are dealing with the same challenge, I will get out of that challenge before you. Amen. God is not a respecter of any man. It's not because somebody is white or black or green or blue. Faith is a universal currency that is available to everybody. You are not disadvantaged by anything. Don't ever think it's just because the place I was born. No, get some faith and get this thing out of your life. Let me show you this in Mark Gospel chapter number 4. Verse 24 to 29. We want to see how somebody applied the law of hearing and he broke every power that the enemy put upon his life. Now, look at this. In Mark chapter 5, verse 24 to 29, the Bible says, and Jesus went with him. And much people followed him and thronged him. And a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years. Now, to be in affliction for 12 years is a long time. Now, watch this. I don't know why this lady was in oppression for 12 years, because that 12 years is too long to be in a situation. Watch this. And had suffered many things of many physicians. The physicians have taken so much of his money. And the worst part of it was that he spent everything and nothing bettered. Now, the woman was broke. Because there was nothing to spend anymore. Watch this. I'm reading now verse 27. When she heard of Jesus. See the law of hearing. When she heard of Jesus. Came in the press behind. And touched his garment. For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. And straight away the fountain of her blood was dried up. And she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. Now, I want you to see this. This woman had something. She heard about Jesus. She didn't hear about religion. If she had heard about the law of Moses, she wouldn't be healed. Now, she heard that the king is around. And one of his duty is to make sure that none of his citizens were sick. Now, it was what she heard that produces enough faith inside of her to say, if I can touch his garment, I shall be made whole. Now, the woman took step based upon what she had. Majority of people want to get out of poverty, disease, affliction, and they are not hearing. They are not hearing the word of God. Now, listen, you are looking for a breakthrough. You want to pay your bill tomorrow. You want, things are not working the way you want it. And all what you are hearing is things are very difficult. You cannot develop faith in that. Never. Or somebody is telling you doctrine instead of preaching the word of God to you. You cannot develop faith. Every man is the enemy of his life. Satan don't have any right over anybody's life until you consented to what he told you. Now, this woman, 12 years of affliction got broken. Now, I begin to imagine. So, that means in the last 11 years, this woman have never had any good news about God's plan for her health. I don't know what is going on with you. All you need to do is to hear something different. When you hear about how God saved you through the precious blood of Jesus, you will break the backbone of sin. When you hear the word of God, now listen to this, the word of God is anointed and it can produce result on its own. Now look at this woman. I don't know this woman. I am too sure this woman didn't go to Harvard University. He's not in UNF. He didn't graduate as a PhD holder. But he had something, Jesus Christ said. And that's why we always say, tomorrow is another opportunity. Come and hear something that will change your life forever. You can continue to be on the same spot and be saying things are not working. How will things work when you are not obeying the law? And somebody said, yeah, I have prayed and I have fasted. Now, when you pray and you fast, what did you hear? Your faith, can I tell you this? Do you know that faith don't come because you fast? Faith don't come because you pray. We saw the Lord that made faith works. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God. Now let me read one more verse of this. I want scripture and then we'll pray. Now watch this. He said in Romans chapter 10 verse 10 to 17, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture said, was whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him whom they had not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? Not that that's because they have been to church. You can be to church and be frustrated. What did you hear? Now, the Bible told us here, he said it was because they had something. That was why their faith came up. Now, look at all the miracles Jesus Christ performed. They, people that received heart. The man that was blind, Bartimaeus, that was blind for his mother's womb, heard that Jesus Christ was coming. Now, let's check. What did he hear about Jesus? He knew that God has anointed him and is going about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil because God was with him. Wow! This Jesus must be able to solve my problem too. And he went there. Now, if all what you hear is that, well, you are going through, you will be always going through. You need to hear something that just said, we can put a total end to this. Not just giving you a psychological or physiological word, but according to the word of God. Get this scripture. Oh my God, I need to just share with you this. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20 to 22. See this. Because I know your breakthrough is tonight. You have to hear this. Listen, when you hear what God is saying concerning your health, that's the end of sickness. Amen. And unfortunately, people want to cry, but they don't want to listen to something. If that faith thing, I don't think that faith thing works. No, the faith thing works. You are not working. Amen. It works. Because you are not hearing.
It's working.
It's working. Now watch this. He said, my son or my daughter, Proverbs chapter 4 verse 20, attend to my word. Attend. Pay attention to this. That's what he said. He said, incline thy ear unto my saying. It's a law. I don't know. I don't know God. I don't know what I've done for God that is not answering my prayer. I have known that you are not hearing anything. Wow. You see, not everybody will get it. That's why you didn't get it, because you are not hearing the right word. Now, it's different from, I've always been in church since I was born. Now, you are not in church more than the brick that made that church.
Right.
I'm telling you, what are you hearing? I have seen the majority of Christian, Persian, so frustrated about their faith.
That's right.
Why? They are not hearing something different.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
I am inviting you to come and hear tomorrow.
Yes.
Tomorrow is miracle and healing service. Come and hear something that will change your life. Now see this. He said, let them not depart from thy eyes. Keep them in the midst of thy heart. Verse 22 said, for they are life. I can't go into that tonight because of my time. They are life unto those that find them, and earth unto all their flesh. So we can get our healing by the word. We can get our life by the word. We can get our breakthrough by the word. We can get super intelligence by the word. Come and hear something. And if you are there, listen to me tonight, and you want to say, Bishop, that's what I've been looking for all my life. Okay, now, before your ears are open to hear from heaven, the first step is you must belong to the family. You must be born again. And you want to just say, Jesus, I'm ready right now. If you have come to that position in your life, man, I want to pray with you. I want you to say this short prayer with me, and that will be it. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you because you love me. You died for me, and on the third day, you resurrected. Father, I give my life to you. Jesus, come into my heart. Live through me. In the name of Jesus, wash me clean by your precious blood. From today, I'm born again. I'm a child of God. Thank you for saving me in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If you are hearing me tonight is the end of every affliction in your life. I break every shackles of darkness, every power of the enemy over your life in the name of Jesus. I destroy right now, you foul spirit, you power of the enemy, holding people bound by religion, by oppression, by demonic frustration. I come against you and I break the power of the enemy over you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Wow. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Forever. Wow.
Amen. Thank you so much, Bishop, for that awesome word from the Lord. We are truly blessed. I want to take this time to welcome our listening audiences. We thank you so much for tuning in. This is your Hour of Fulfillment with Dr. Abiola Idowu from Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. Now, we're located at 7171 Arlington Expressway. We want to invite you out to our services tomorrow. We actually have two services. Now, the first service is an early service at 8 a.m. So if you get up early, come out and worship with us at 8 a.m. at Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. Our second service is at 10 a.m. So you don't have to miss your worship tomorrow. Come out at 8 a.m. or 10 a.m. to Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, 7171 Arlington Expressway. Now, if you need a ride, just give us a call. We'll be happy to come and pick you up. The number to call for a ride is 904-646-8210. That number to call for a ride again is 904-646-8210. Now, tomorrow's service is a service that you don't want to miss. And we're going to be talking to Bishop about the service when we come back. But right now, we have Kiara Sheard on the way with Hang On. So you hang on. We'll be right back after this. Back back live in the studio with Dr. Abiola Idowu from Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. We're located at 7171 Arlington Expressway. Don't forget to come out to our services tomorrow. We have two services. The first service is an early service at 8 a.m. and the second service is at 10 a.m. If you need a ride, give us a call. We'll be happy to come and pick you up. The number to call is 904-646-8210. That number to call for a ride again is 904-646-8210. Now, you don't want to miss tomorrow's service, because tomorrow's service is miracle and healing service. Wow. Now, who does not need a miracle? Who? I mean, if you don't need a miracle, I mean, I know you need a miracle, so I'm not even going to say it. So come out to our services for our miracle and healing service. If you have any affliction, any illness, come. You don't have to keep it. Come out to Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. That's tomorrow morning, 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. Now, Bishop, you've got to tell us about this miracle and healing service.
Yeah, thank you, Pastor Jan. You see, I didn't just come to this. The Holy Ghost spoke to me in the place of prayer. And the Lord said to me, because this is the time of harvest, and I want to favor my people. And he was making me to understand. He said, you have known from the scriptures that wherever two or three gathers together in my name, I already said by law, I'll be there.
Yes.
That is an established law. I will be there. Now, looking at Acts chapter 10, verse 38, how God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and he was going about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, because God was with him. Now, he's with us. You are there. And he's going about doing good. So that means tomorrow service, you're going to see good in every area of your life.
Yes.
Somebody just said, oh, I thank God I didn't have any sickness. Now, I'm talking about even miracle in other area of your life.
Yes.
When we talk about healing, we are not talking about bodily healing alone.
Yes.
What of emotional healing?
Yes.
What about mental healing?
Yes.
Now, I have seen so many things. Now, do you remember we were on the broadcast about a few weeks ago, and a lady was inside the car, and he had the broadcast.
Yes.
And the power of God hit her, and the car got delivered from the oppression. Now, she was almost losing her mind.
Yes. Yes. Exactly.
Now, the lady came to church to testify again after she testified on the ear.
Yes.
Now, that is what the word of God does.
Amen.
When you hear it, you cannot remain the same. Release your faith. Tomorrow morning, I am too excited. Because I heard God, the King himself, said he's going to bless his people with miracle, signs, and wonder. Yes. Come with your faith and you'll be shocked. You'll be surprised of what God will do in your life.
Amen. Well, I'll certainly be there, Bishop.
Come on now.
And we want you to be there too, because you know the word says that we can't even begin to comprehend the things that God has for us. And I'm a witness that God has done things in my life that I could never dream of. So I'm telling you, and I'm still expecting.
Yeah.
I'm still coming out for my miracle.
Amen.
So come out to our services for your miracle and healing service. This is at Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, 7171 Arlington Expressway. If you need a ride, call us. Don't let that stop you. We will come and pick you up. The number to call for a ride is 904-646-8210. That number to call for a ride again is 904-646-8210. That's Miracle and Healing Service tomorrow morning, 8 a.m., 10 a.m. at Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. So now we're going to introduce the Fulfillment family that's here with us live in the studio tonight. Of course, we have Dr. Abiola Idowu here with us tonight. Brother Christian, Pastor Christian is here with us tonight. Pastor Clarence is here with us tonight. Minister Thunder is here with us tonight. And of course, I'm yours truly, Pastor Jan Jones. We are so happy that you tuned in with us, and you will continue to be mightily blessed. And now it's time for us to go into that wonderful segment that we call The Moment of Change. And to take us right into that is Pastor Christian. Pastor Christian, how are you tonight?
It's a pleasure and a blessing to be in this house with you in the studio. You know, I always look forward to this day, you know, because this is a moment that, you know, I'm partnering with the Most High God, the Great Almighty, you know, to be able to be, you know, walking in the vine here with everyone in this room. But, you know, first I want to acknowledge, you know, honor to those who honor is due. And I just want to thank you, my Father in the Lord, Bishops, I thank you for allowing you to be a vessel that, you know, as we hear these words, we know we are partakers of this great grace that you have been an obedient servant in the Lord for. You know, and it's always a pleasure to have a man of God in the house with us today also. You know, it's anointing when you have double anointing. Pastor Segu, thank you for being in the studio with us. We acknowledge your presence here, and you are most welcome to be in the studio with us today. But, you know, Pastor Jen, you know, when we heard this word that was coming, you know, I stood here, I could just receive it, and I'm saying, thank you, Lord, because, you know, I know faith comes by hearing.
Yeah.
And as I hear, the more I hear this thing, I know that, yes, something is happening already in my life. And if you're in the studio, you know, you can hear the power that's flowing through the broadcast. But I'm going to tell you this. You know, as I listen to you, sir, I have a question. Please allow me.
Okay,
go You know, ahead. You said faith comes by hearing.
Yeah.
And, you know, we know this. We read it in the Word. People have heard these things. And they do have sometimes, you know, as believers, we have questions that we are still looking for an opportunity to get answers.
Mm.
And so this is where my question is going. The Word of God is so clear to us that I was listening to you, but my spirit took me to Mark chapter 4 as you were speaking. And after the parable of the sower, this is where Jesus is talking about the receiving the Word, because the Word was a seed, and some it grows and it yields, you know, so much, you know, 60, 100-fold, you know, in return.
Yeah.
And then after that, he goes home somewhere, and the disciples come to him in that same Mark, and they ask him, say, hey, we don't understand this parable, so can you help us?
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus explained to them what the parable meant. And if you want to read that whole chapter, if you're listening to this broadcast, please do, Mark chapter 4. But one thing that caught my eye as you were speaking is that, you know, after he has spoken to them, he tells them in verse 21, he says, it's a candle brought to be put under the bushel and under the bed. You know, he gave them but then there was the detail in verse 24. And that is where I want to anchor this question in. Mm. He said unto them, take heed what you hear.
Yes.
With what measure ye met, it shall be measured to you. And unto you that hear, shall more be given.
That's it.
Okay. You know, when we hear the Word of God, we're on the phone now, we're probably on the radio, we're hearing there is a call. Tomorrow there is a healing service.
Mm.
You know? Mm. Make yourself present. This healing is not done by you or me or anyone, but the Most High God, who is
the King.
The King. And He is faithful.
Yeah.
So, but when we hear these things, the way we respond, the measure we put to it. You know, I was looking at that same word in Mark chapter 4, verse 24. Here's what the Amplified says. It said, and he said to them, be careful what you're hearing. The measure of thoughts and study you give to the truth you hear will be the measure of virtue and knowledge that comes back to you. Here's the thing. Believers, we hear all the time. That conversation Jesus was having, he was having it with the disciples.
Mm.
He was not having it with the ordinary people there.
Yeah.
And we as believers, I'm bringing this to us, that we hear the message that would change you from being one that is dealing with struggles, that's one that is being attacked by the enemy through sickness, someone that is facing, you know, a dysfunction in their marriage, someone that is not having a way to even know how to earn tomorrow a food on the table, or they are worried about all these things. But, you know, the Word is saying, hey, God loves you.
Mm.
God wants to change the story.
Mm.
Make yourself available.
Mm.
But then there is so many other things that they are not, we're not putting together. And it becomes a distraction.
Mm.
And to even make ourselves present in the presence of the Lord in a sanctuary where, you know, miracles can happen, becomes difficult.
Mm.
What happens in this situation?
Yeah, thank you, Pastor Christian. Now, this is a point I want everyone to listen to. The moment the enemy discover that you want to go and listen, he will attack you.
Mm.
He cannot attack the world, but he can attack you coming.
Amen.
Now, you have a good heart, but good heart will never bring any miracle. Mm-mm. It is faith, but you can't have faith in something you don't know. Right. Take, for example, now, I have never in my life been to maybe Haiti or something. Now, there is no way I can have faith in what is going on in Haiti because I've never been there. Now, many people think God will do something just because he's God. No. God operates based upon the kingdom principle. That's why I started with the government. The most powerful government ever is the kingdom of God. And he set it up himself. And it was in that kingdom he said, you cannot get anything here in this kingdom until you are hearing. Now, it is what you hear that is determining whether you will live in faith or live in fear. Majority of Christian people are living in fear because that's what they are hearing. Mm-hmm. Now, and they did not know. Now, look at this. The Bible says, the thief cometh not, but number one assignment is to steal. Now, what he does is, the moment he knows you are about to hear the truth, he steals the truth away from you. It will get you occupied with things that are so much mundane that has nothing to do with where you are going.
Amen.
Like, you can even say you want to sleep. Mm. As if sleep is all what you came to this world to sleep. Now, I'm not saying sleeping is bad. Get me right. But you see, I have discovered over the time, over the years, that there is time for everything.
Right.
Now, you understand what I'm saying?
Yes,
he will organize something that will take the word away from you. He steals it. And when he steals it, the Bible says he came again to do what? To destroy. He will destroy all your thinking and all your mind because he already stole the word. So the next thing is to destroy what the word can do for you.
Mm.
And after that, he kills.
Mm.
Now, watch this. What you hear is what determines how far you can go.
Amen.
Just say what you are hearing and your life. I have seen it in life and ministry. It works.
Mm. Wow. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Bishop, I know when you say he comes to steal, kill, and destroy, he destroys the desire of you wanting the word.
Yeah.
You know, you spoke about it's in failure-proof living.
Yeah.
You know, there's a song that we normally sing in prayer band. It says, for me to fail, Jesus have to fail. We cannot fail. So what
fail.
You're telling us, we cannot fail, no matter what the situation may be. But you said something before. It's the principles.
Hmm.
You know, there's a persons of the kingdom of God, but there's also the principle. So
perfect.
We have to follow those principles of the kingdom in order for any of these faith to work. But you also said, I want you to elaborate to our listening audience. You said faith is a currency.
Yeah.
We all in the studio know exactly what the currency is. But could you speak to our audience just a little bit and elaborate with them?
Okay. Now, when you go to Walmart right now, you can't go to Walmart and begin to greet them. Oh, Walmart, you're so awesome. You're so wonderful. And then they give you a product.
Mm-hmm.
No. They give you what you want because you pay for it. Now, in the kingdom of God, grace has provided everything for life and godliness. Faith is what you use to buy it.
Mm-hmm.
So when I say faith is the currency, faith is what you use to get whatsoever you need on earth.
Right.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I don't care. It can even be longevity.
Amen.
Faith can get you long
Amen.
Life. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
But it depends on what you are hearing.
Amen.
If all what you are hearing all your life is that the Lord give it and the Lord take it. No, you will always be thinking of God can come and take something from you. And he doesn't take it.
He's a giver.
He's a giver. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Sister Jen. Thank you, Brother Clarence. Dear, I am so thankful, Bishop, sir. You've given us something to understand that tomorrow is an opportunity for someone to come and be blessed. As you hear the message, do not harden your heart. Be present in that atmosphere where there is a charged spiritual movement. Your life will not remain the same.
Amen.
You don't want to miss it. There's two programs tomorrow, Pastor Jen. Am I correct?
Absolutely.
There is two opportunities for you to be in an atmosphere that is spiritually charged. 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. You don't want to miss this opportunity. If you need a miracle in your life, if you need to stop struggling,
You want to get directions in your life. You want to know how to be able to have peace and joy in your marriage. You want to be able to have the knowledge of understanding how to do it right. Come tomorrow, because the miracle is not just for your body. It's to give you joy. Wholeness. It's to give you wholeness. It's to give you everything that salvation is ready to give you. Amen. Am I right, Pastor Jan?
Amen. Amen. So that's tomorrow morning at Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. So thank you so much for that moment of change. That was an awesome, awesome, awesome encounter. Now it's time for us to go into what I like to call, this is my favorite segment of the broadcast. Why? Because this is where we get to brag about the goodness of God in the lives of his people. And tonight, Bishop, we have an awesome testimony.
Quiet.
Now, this testimony, this young man testified that he was going on vacation with his family. And you know, when you're in the kingdom, when you're a child of God, God just looks out for you. Mm. Favor locates you.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, they packed all their bags. He had all his money. And his passports and everything was in the baggage and put in the way. And the Holy Spirit spoke to him and said, remove those items from the bag. Hmm. Put those items with you. Carry those items with you. So he took everything out of his luggage and put it in a shoulder bag and carried it on the plane with him. And you know, the luggage that he originally had everything in got lost.
Wow.
Someone else who was going out of the country took that luggage with them.
Wow.
So his luggage was lost, but he had all of his money with him. He had all of his passports, everything. He didn't lose anything. And to top it off, this is what I call favor, because to top it off, everything was returned.
Wow.
And waiting on the return flight, and the airline replaced the luggage.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness. Is that not God's favor?
That is what I'm talking about. Somebody will just tell you, well, maybe God used it for something. God, how can God use to? He knows he's going to pay you. How can he use it for you like that?
Amen. That's right.
Oh, that's not the kind of daddy we serve.
Yes.
And he has been hearing about the goodness of God.
Yes.
That God is the restorer.
That's right.
Everything. That's why he believed, despite the fact that the thing was lost at mm-hmm. that time, mm-hmm. he was giving glory
yes.
to
yes.
God.
Yes.
And
Amen.
God just said, okay, that's my son right there. And God restored everything
it.
Back. Now, I don't know where you are right now. I don't know what you have heard. Start hearing the word that established that Jesus Christ paid your price. When you know what he did for you, and the finished work on the cross of Calvary, your life can never remain the same again. Stop struggling and start winning in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. What an awesome testimony. And so now we're getting ready to open up the phone lines.
Okay.
We're going to open the lines up. Bishop is standing by. He's ready to pray with you. You can give us a call here. We're live in the studio. The number to call is 904-296-2251. That number to call live in the studio is 904-296-2251. If you want Bishop to pray with you, you may have heard something in the message that stirred something in your spirit, come call us and connect with the anointing that rests on the life of Dr. Abiola E. DeWu. That number to call live into the studio is 904-296-2251. So we have some awesome things going on in CREPA this month. And Minister Thunder, tell us about the next big thing in CREPA.
Well, the next big thing in CREPA is our Reigning in Life concert.
Woo! All right.
All right. Crazy. So our conference will be held we're going to start on Friday. That's Friday, February 15th. We're going to start at 7 p.m. We're going to come back on Saturday, February 16th at 7 p.m. And we're going to wrap it up on Sunday, February 17th at 10 a.m. So that's our Reigning in Life conference. So make sure you mark that on your calendars if you need to get off work early so you can be there by 7 p.m. on Friday, February 15th. Make sure you take care of that now. Now, also, if you want to bless this ministry, you can give a blessing by using your cell phone. You can text GIVE and BE BLESSED as one word to 73256. Just follow the prompts after you send the text. Or you can visit our webpage. Our webpage is www.crepa.org. Now, our menu bar is at the top right. select give, and then select the drop-down arrow for general giving, and then, of course, select radio ministry. Now, you know, we'd love to see you tomorrow, so one of our favorite ways for you to bless our ministry is to do it in person. All right, so hopefully we'll see you tomorrow at either our 8 o'clock or our 10 o'clock service. Back to you, Pastor Dan.
Amen, amen. So we're going to go over to the phone lines, and we have Bishop Sister Michelle is on the line. Sister Michelle, you're on the air. How can we serve you tonight?
My name is not Michelle. My name is Bishop. But I'm praying. I want to say a prayer for my gospel to Michelle Jones and her fiance Ernest Kirkman.
Okay. She wants you to pray for Michelle Jones.
Okay, I'm going to agree with you right now. And by the authority that is in the name of Jesus, the mighty hand of God will bring you favor in Jesus' name. Father, we stand by the authority that is in the name of Jesus, the power that breaks every yoke and destroy every counsel of darkness. And I decree right now, by the authority of Jesus, every power of darkness, every counsel of the enemy over the life of this precious daughter of Zion, I break it and I destroy it in the mighty name of Jesus. I command total restoration into your life in the name of Jesus. Take it now. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Thank you so much. God bless you. So the phone lines are still open. You can give us a call. We still have some time. You can give us a call live in the studio. That number to call is 904-296-2251. The number to call live into the studio is 904-296-2251. Bishop is here. He's standing by. He's ready to pray with you. If you need a miracle, give us a call right now. If you need someone to agree with you, nothing is too hard for God. Call us and let Bishop agree with you in prayer. That number to call is 904-296-2251. So Bishop, the next big thing in CREPA is the Reigning in Life Conference.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, we can hardly wait because, you know, we were meant to reign.
Yes. No.
And we don't always know that.
Yes.
And we don't always walk in that. So tell us about the Reigning in Life Conference.
Amen. Now, like you rightly said, God wants us to reign in life.
Yes.
But we reign in life by the principles of the kingdom.
Amen.
Now, Jesus Christ's major assignment is to bring us back to the garden experience because that's what we lost.
Yes.
Now, we didn't lose religion. In fact, can I just tell you this? We didn't lose heaven.
Yes.
Because heaven was not made for man initially.
That's
right. In fact, God created the earth because he wants us here. Now, by the time man sinned against God, he lost the garden. He lost dominion. He lost fruitfulness. He lost the ability to be in charge.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And Reigning in Life Conference is to bring you back to that Edenic experience through the word of the living God. Now, listen to this. I want everyone to know this. When God clothed you with his righteousness, he put you in the same class he put his son Jesus when he was on the earth.
Mm.
Now, giving you the ability to rule sickness, disease, demons, and to be in charge of everything by the power of the Holy Ghost. So, this conference is meant to change your status forever. Put it in your calendar.
Yes.
Mm.
I just share something with you tonight. What you hear will determine how you fly.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. That is right, Bishop. That is awesome.
So if you don't hear nothing changes. It's not the devil afflicting you. It's the level of what you know.
That's right. That's right. So that's the Reigning in Life Conference, and that is February 15th through 17th. It's going to be right there. It's going to be at Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. Now, February 15th is a Friday night.
Yeah.
So now we know Valentine's is the 14th.
That's why God wants us to be there.
So that's why you got to come. So
Valentine's
can I just tell you this? In the process of that, I was just saying, Valentine. Oh, the Lord. And the Lord is just saying to me, he said, I am the lover of everybody.
Amen.
You don't want me to show them some love.
Yes.
I said, Jesus, we're ready for you.
Right. So when you make your plans for Valentine, plan on the Reigning in Life on Friday night. That's the 15th through the 17th at Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, 7171 Arlington Expressway. Bishop, we got another caller on the line. This is Sister Deborah. Sister Deborah, you're on the air. How can we serve you tonight?
I'm sorry, sweetheart. What did you say?
You're on the air. How can we serve you tonight?
I'm calling so I can get Bishop to pray for me, and then I need the address for where you said for in the morning.
Okay. She wants you to pray with her, then we'll get the address. Is 7171 Arlington Expressway.
Hold on, let me write it down.
Yes, okay. 7171 Arlington Expressway. We'd love to see you there. So okay. Come out and get your miracle tomorrow.
Yeah.
Father, I thank you for your daughter. I give you all the glory and all the praise. And Father, I release your blessing upon her right now in the name of Jesus. I speak life into his life. I speak blessing into her life in the mighty name of Jesus. And I command right now, heaven be open upon her. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. God bless you. And we will see you tomorrow morning at Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. So this Reigning in Life, I'm still on this Reigning in Life conference, Bishop, because, you know, when you said take us back to the Edenic experience, you know, don't you hate it when someone takes something from you?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, we need to take back our dominion.
That's right.
We seriously do. I mean, we need to boldly stand up and walk the way God wanted us to walk. We need to reign.
Yeah.
So, Bishop, I'm telling you.
You just said something that you may need to walk in boldness.
Amen.
You can't walk in boldness with what you don't know.
That's right.
That is where the church is suffering.
Yes.
They don't know nothing. And they think, I pray and I know God will do it. God will do what? He already done it.
Amen.
But you don't know he's there.
We don't know it. Yes. So we're going to find out a lot when we come out from this Reigning in Life conference. We're going to be mightily blessed. Bishop, we have one more caller on the line, and that is Sister Sandra. Sister Sandra, you're on the air. How can we serve you tonight?
I need Bishop to pray for me.
Okay. I'm going to pray with you right now, and there will be a miracle in your house. Father, Lord, I thank you for the life of your daughter. I give you all the glory and all the praise because you are faithful. The Bible tells me, he said, you are God that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we think or imagine. As your daughter is there right now, your presence is with her. I'm asking, oh God, that your blessing will rest upon her. I come against every spirit of disappointment. I come against every spirit of delay in her life. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I command the door of wonders to open to her right now. In the name of Jesus, I decree you are blessed and you are favored. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. So, Bishop, our time is about up and we've got to get out of here. We want to thank you all so much for tuning in to your Hour of Destiny Fulfillment with Dr. Abiola Idowu from Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. Don't forget to come out to our services tomorrow, 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. at 7171 Arlington Expressway. So we'll be back next week, Saturday. But until then, remain blessed and remember,
Jesus is alive.
You've been listening to your Hour of Destiny Fulfillment with Bishop Abiola Idowu from Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, located at 7171 Arlington Expressway, Jacksonville, Florida. Our worship times are Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. and a second service at 10 a.m., also on Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. For more information, please call area code 904-646-8210. We will see you next Saturday at 7 p.m. Until then, remain blessed. Jesus is Lord.